News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the EU has approved a new pact on asylum and migration laws after 8 years of deadlock. However, many activist groups have described it as a major blow to human rights and one that will lead to great suffering. Niall O'Keefe is head of international and migration at the Irish Red Cross, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Niall. Your reaction to these new laws that have been passed, in effect, what they're going to do is they're going to speed up application processes. They're going to be deporting more people. There's going to be what looks like detention centres at borders. They're tightening migration throughout Europe, basically, is, I suppose, the bottom line. And your reaction to it?
Sure. Well, I think, as you say, it is putting more controls in place in terms of the flow of migration and the flow of migrants who are in need of protection into the European Union. There are probably three areas in it that we have concerns around, and the overall pact is quite detailed and there's a lot of information in there. The area around solidarity is, and each of these three areas, let me say, I suppose there are some potential positives in it as well. And the solidarity mechanism is one where there is a potential positive in the sense that northern states of Europe could show some solidarity with those who are in the southern line of Europe in terms of Italy or Greece, and that there can be a further or a better distribution of migrants around Europe so that there isn't a huge congregation in Greece and in other countries who are on the front line. So things like that could be positive, but there is maybe too many get-out clauses in that. Those countries in the north of Europe could instead provide funding or provide other supports, which, you know, as a result of that, then it's not really a solidarity mechanism because people and migrants could congregate and, you know, there's migrants who are in islands on Greece for very, very long periods of time and have very little prospect of integration and things. So there's, you know, there's a positive and a negative in there. And similarly with the detention practices that are there,
this is that if you arrive into a country, you may not actually get access to that country at all. You will be held in a detention center while you're being processed. Isn't that more or less what this is going to be about?
And so there's two parts of that. Some of those are maybe, again, more for the southern countries where there are maybe more arrivals actually physically arriving rather than it is in Ireland. Whereas I suppose the second dimension of it is where it increases the criteria, if you like, where you can be detained at ports when you arrive in. And so our concern would be there in terms of particularly for children, who could be potentially detained for a longer period of time and it's in unsuitable circumstances. And I suppose if they are able to put together mechanisms and supports in place, then, you know, it'll go in some ways. And I think that's what they need to do is
It strikes me as someone who has no skin in the game, who just looking at it from the outside in, is that Europe feels that it can't cope with the number of people who are arriving. So they're going to tighten up and make it quite difficult for anyone arriving, which seems to be now the guiding principle, but it will make it harder for those who are genuine asylum seekers. It will, as you say, make it harder for children or people who are vulnerable. But this seems to be the direction of travel. In fact, I would not be surprised if we see further tightenings and literally some kind of an attempt to ban people arriving, because this seems to be a consensus that is starting to kind of emerge that Europe can't cope with the numbers.
Yeah, and that you know, that seems to be the direction of travel. The idea that some people, and this is one of the elements of it as well, that people arriving in and that there is a shorter time frame for their application process, of which it can be positive on one hand, but then there is a risk that they are not able to avail of all the proper processes that might be available or that should be approached. And as a result, people, and we know that people who have in the past applied for asylum been refused, you know, a certain percentage of them on appeal are successful.
Yeah.
And so there's a recognition then that they are, you know, out of that they should not be sent back and that they are entitled to refugee status. I suppose Europe overall, absolutely. And you know, you can see where it's going in terms of more controls. I think if you look at it, and, you know, from the Red Cross perspective, looking at it globally, looking at it from a humanitarian and purely humanitarian perspective, there are over 100 million people in the world, 108 million people in the world who are fleeing conflict, violence, persecution. you know, from various situations. We all know of them. They might not be in the headlines, but we all know of these circumstances. And so over 100 million people and less than a million people have been seeking asylum in Europe over the, on average over the last 1 or 2 years. Now, Ukraine has increased the numbers. So Europe is taking, you know, for a part of the world that is by far the wealthiest part of the world and a region of the world, you know, there's a sense, I suppose, globally that Europe isn't taking the
I don't see Europe being open to taking over 100 million people. Yeah. May I ask you, Niall, this new set of laws has been criticised by both the far right for not going far enough and the far left for going too far. Does that sort of mean it got it right? And I've no idea if it does or not.
We certainly would have some scum from purely, again, from a humanitarian perspective and taking away the politics out of it. Yeah, certainly from a humanitarian perspective, we'd have concerns that people who are entitled in some way to receive and to have an application heard, in a way, at least for asylum, that they don't have a due process.
Right.
And so that would be a concern for us.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. We do appreciate it. That is Niall O'Keefe there, Head of International Migration at the Irish Red Cross.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.